Blog Talk Radio.
Father's Day to all the fathers, wherever you are, under the sound of my voice. Today is the 17th of June, 2012. Today it's a non-traditional show in every aspect of the show. The show is going to be only 30 minutes. Which is, I think, is the second time I am doing a 30-minute show. And the other thing, I started with a different music because I wanted to start with that upbeat music to celebrate the happy day it is today for all our fathers around the world. And I am going to be telling you momentarily. You know, last night I sat and I looked over all the fathers that I am blessed to know. And oh my heavens, there are so, so many of them. And I wrote some of their names and I put it in a box and I shook it up. And I drew six names out of that because I wanted to honor those six men with today's segment and to let them know how much that I appreciate them being part of my life and for being the leaders that they are. However, before I go into that, I want to remind you that your calls are always welcome. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And, you know, call and give shout out to some fathers or your own father or, you know, any father that has done anything for you or bear any significance in your life. I want you to call and just honor them on the broadcast today. Okay, I am going to share a father's love later can be better. And it is from my book, Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. I am one of the contributing authors. And in that book, if you own the book, I'm reading the entry on page 60. It is from Susan Macomb Ross. My dad died February 22, 2005, my 50th birthday. The second of his six children, I labored for decades to earn his love. A depression baby whose alcoholic father died when he was 8. Dad overcame great adversities, became a physicist, and created a stellar career. He was a good provider, but he was an absentee father. My sister was his favorite, which crushed me. He barely noticed when I graduated from college. His only child to do so. He told me he loved me for the first time on my wedding day in a letter. When my daughters were born, to my surprise, he noticed. He became a wonderful, doting grandfather. He told them he loved them frequently. They adored him, and I began to also. Healing many childhood wounds. When Dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, I received a priceless, unexpected gift. I spent his final weeks with him, sitting vigil while he slept. We talked, we cried, we came to know each other on a deeply human level. I am so grateful for the beautiful healing experience. He'd wake up with smiling eyes and say, "You're still here. So are you," I'd say. "Isn't that wonderful?" And it was. I wanted to share that today because although there are so many amazing fathers, there are still a lot of fathers who are absentee, as this lady wrote. They are sleeping in the homes. However, they are absent because they keep working. They have become workaholics. They are not there to go to a sports activity. They are not there to go to parent-teachers meeting. They are not there to go to parent-teachers conferences. And they are out there just chasing the almighty dollar. If that's you, I want to encourage you to take a look in the mirror and have a conversation with that gentleman who is looking back at you in the mirror. Do not let it be too late, although later might be better. But when you leave it out in the beginning, you end up missing and losing a lot of valuable time. And those times are times when you will not be able to get them back. I lost my father when I was an adult. I think I was in my early 40s is when I missed my dad, is when I lost my dad. He went home. And you are never too old to miss your parents. So if there's anyone who is listening to this episode, whether you're listening live or on the archive, if you're out of touch with your father, although when you're listening it might be after Father's Day, I want for you to still take the initiative to call your father up and say something to him and even to go visit. It is very important because lost things in relationship cannot be recuperated. So, as I mentioned at the top of this hour, there are some special men that I have pulled from my hat to honor for different reasons why I honor them. The first gentleman on the list, and as I mentioned before, these were among other names in the hat, and I just draw some names because I have a limited space to post their photos. And I wanted to post their photos in honor of them because I want for you to reach out to these amazing men and see how your lives will be transformed. The first person is Mr. Willie Crawford. And Mr. Crawford lives in Florida. However, he is such a giving, kind person. He always wants to know how he can add value to you. He's always honoring someone else. And I tell you, he just stole my heart when I looked on his social media page and saw him standing there with his little grandbaby. I think the grandbaby maybe was like a week old or something. So he is a great businessman. He is a joint venture guru. He is an internet marketer, one of the first in the business. He is a joint venture broker. He's a radio talk show host, and he facilitates some major mastermind group. So, Willie, I honor you. I am privileged to call you friend, and I'm so thankful for the way in which you are leading. The next gentleman on my list is Mr. Kobe Huberman, and Mr. Huberman is from Israel. And I would like to just honor Kobe and to tell him how much I respect him and for all that he has done for and is doing for peace around the world and for entrepreneurship. I honor you, Kobe, because I know that your children will be able to follow the path that you are setting out for them. You are indeed a great leader. You are indeed a world leader. You are indeed a gentleman who has given so much without getting anything else in return. Thank you for being a role model in my life. Thank you for the times that we have spent together. And thank you for sharing your story on this show for the world to hear. I honor you, Kobe Huberman. The next gentleman I honor today is Mr. Simon T. Bailey. And Mr. Bailey is a Brilliantaire. He is from the Brilliantaire Institute. And he is a phenomenal father. He is a phenomenal world leader. And he is just a powerful, powerful, well-rounded person. He is touchable. He's insightful. He's empowering. He's inspirational. And he is creative. He is indeed a creative, creative genius. So, Mr. Simon T. Bailey, I honor you for your leadership and for being a role model and a mentor for many. I honor you, Mr. Bailey. The next person I want to honor is my cousin, my second cousin, Marlon Spence. And Marlon is a young man. If you look, not if you look, but when you look on the site for the radio show, and you're going to see three men standing together. Well, that's three generations of the Spences. One is Marlon Spence, and then the other guy in the dark shirt is his son. And I want to honor you, Marlon, for growing up and being such an amazing man and father. The next person I want to honor is my cousin Vivian. And Vivian Spence is Marlon's father. And we grew up together as children in Jamaica. I am 2 years older than Vivian. Yet Vivian has all these older children than I do. But 'cause I honor you today for really evolving into a magnificent father and grandfather. So to both Vivian and Marlon Spence, I honor you, my cousins. The next person I want to honor is Dr. Gerald Higginbotham. Dr. Higginbotham and I met a few years ago at the FraserNet Conference in Cleveland, the conference that is put on by Mr. George Fraser. And that's where Dr. Higginbotham and I met. And I tell you, the Lord put you where you need to be, and the Lord is always lining up many people that they see you can add value to. And from that day, Dr. Higginbotham and I are like brothers and sisters. So, for who you are, my brother, for your commitment to helping the underprivileged to create wealth, for your vision and for your creation of the life movement, living life more abundantly movement. I honor you for your passion. I honor you for your progress and your belief. I honor you for your obedience in putting that which you are instructed to pen so that others can read about what it is God wants from us. Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, you are one of a kind, my brother. I'm excited to know you. I'm honored to call you friend and also to call you colleague. So, again, I honor Willie Crawford, Kobe Huberman, Simon T. Bailey, Marlon Spence, Gerald Higginbotham, and Vivian Spence. The A New Day Show honors you fathers today. And for my own dad, James Clark, who went home several years ago, Papa, I honor you. I have no doubt that your spirit still is around me to guide me and to protect me. I honor you, Papa, for the life that you have lived. I honor you, Papa, for your work ethics and for your discipline. A lot of my work ethics and my networking skills I learned from you, Papa, because I watched you along with other farmers exchange labor. Now we are calling that networking. I did not know back then that that was networking. But as I look on who I am today and what I'm doing, I know that I learned those skills from you as my father. And from my grandfather, Edmund Scarlett, I honor you, Grandpapa. Because although you had one arm, you were a butcher. You walked around with a wooden tray on the top of your head to sell your goat meat all over Bronte, Kilmarnock, Painstone, Bog, Newmarket. And you never complained. You never complained. And when I look on my persistence as an entrepreneur, I want to thank you that I learned that persistence from you to press on and to carry on. I know you are doing the same thing in heaven, Grandfather Edmund. And for my dear special friend, Clive N. Brown, who went home to be with the Lord, you too were a father, and I want to honor you today. I want to honor you today. So, and there are many, many, many more fathers, many more fathers in my life that I would have loved to honor today. But I think with the honor, I wanted to show the picture, and I didn't have enough room for all the pictures on the show. But I just want to go ahead and just mention my brother Desmond Clark, his son Wayne, and Dave, my friend James Nemley, my friend George Marcinko, my friend Kenneth Handworker, my friends, there are so many friends. Mustafa, my friend that I just finished the training. Mark. All these amazing, amazing fathers. I just honor you today. Some of you are single fathers, and some of you are not. But the lives that you live as leaders, I am just so honored to know you. I got so teary-eyed this morning because my son called me from Jamaica, West Indies, to tell me Happy Mother's Day. I mean, Happy Father's Day. As a child, he always make me a Father's Day card, too, when it's Father's Day. And he said to me this morning, which is the first I've ever heard him vocalize it, he said, "You are my mom and you are my father. You are both of those to me in my life. And I know it has not always been easy, but I want to thank you for all that you have done for me and continue to do." And when he hung up the phone, the tears poured down my cheeks. And I said, "Oh, Father, the rewards, the rewards, the rewards, the rewards of being a single mother." I got divorced when my son was maybe 6 years old. And today he is 30 years old. So it has been a long, long journey. One that I have not regretted. And one that I have embraced all the lessons that I have learned from it. I am so, so thankful for each and every bit of that experience. You know, a friend of mine wrote a book. I have not read it yet. It is called Single Mother, the New Father. And that author is Kathleen Williams. And she just penned that book along with her son, Sean. And, you know, based on the feedback I've been reading from different people, it is a book not to read. It is a powerful book. And as a single mother, if you are dealt that deck of the card, you just have to play the best way you can. If you are a single father, you got to play with the cards you have. But I tell you, don't only be a father that turn up when you have something to give, but turn up all the time with ears open wide, ears to listen what your child is saying. A lot of times they only want someone to listen, not necessarily to give advice, but just to be there and just chill, as the young people say. Again, those six men that I honor today, I'm thankful that our paths have crossed. I am thankful that I am learning so much lesson from each and every one of you. I know that the legacies that you are creating for your children will be top of the class. They will be able to look back and see, oh, my daddy did that, and my daddy created that, and my daddy did that. You know, children learn from us. It's like I have a neighbor here, and he's 6 years old, and he's holding a conversation with me as if he is a grown man. And these little kids, they absorb. So do not have conversations with them as if they are not intelligent. Be sure the information you are passing on, Daddy, is accurate. I remember growing up, and when I would ask a question, I would hear, "Because I say so." Don't be caught in that trap of "because you say so" when you give an answer to the children. For those of you who have children in the schools, look around in your community and see what programs are going on for fathers so you can be more active in your child's life. Teachers' conference and parent-teachers' meeting, they are not just for the mothers. They are for the fathers as well. So on this Father's Day, I want for you to make a commitment that I will wake up every day. I am going to find a way to create a better version of who I was yesterday. Remember, if it is to be, it's up to you. You can have your life transformed anytime you want, but it begins with one step at a time. One step at a time. And it is up to you. So again, I want to wish all the fathers a happy, happy Father's Day.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in?